From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. President Donald Trump says the U.S. will know by next week whether his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be held on June 12th in Singapore as scheduled.
Someday a date will happen. It could very well be June 12th. Someday a date will absolutely happen. It could very well be June 12th. We'll see. We'll know next week.
North Korea has indicated it might call off the meeting due to disagreements on conditions by the United States for unilateral denuclearization. Trump on Tuesday, during a meeting with visiting South Korean President Moon Jae-in, said the summit might not be held next month. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday during a committee hearing on Capitol Hill, the Trump administration will not tolerate Russian interference in the 2018 congressional midterm elections.
We have not been able to achieve deterrence, effective deterrence of some of these efforts of the Russians. But this administration has taken enormous efforts to push back against Russia that haven't been done in an awfully long time.
The secretary did not elaborate on the Russian interference or say what the countermeasures would be, but said there was much more work to be done to stop Russia's efforts. The top-ranking Democrat on the committee contended the Trump administration is giving Russia a pass because Russian President Vladimir Putin supported President Trump over Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election. A U.S. government employee in southern China reported abnormal sensations of sound and pressure, according to the State Department on Wednesday. Pompeo recalling similar experiences among American diplomats in Cuba who later fell ill. The State Department has now issued a health alert for its citizens in China. This is VOA News. After initially being told they couldn't enter the country, eight South Korean journalists arrived in North Korea Wednesday to observe the dismantling of the North's nuclear test site. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has this story.
The eight journalists included four from a television network and four from a newswire service. They flew directly to Wonsan aboard a military plane. North Korea announced recently it would demolish the Punggye-ri site as a goodwill gesture ahead of the planned June 12th summit between leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. The Punggye-ri site is where North Korea has conducted all six of its nuclear tests. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Depending on weather conditions, the test site is scheduled to be dismantled between Wednesday and Friday. This week marks exactly 6 months since President Emmerson Mnangagwa took office after Robert Mugabe gave in to military pressure and resigned. This is in Zimbabwe. Sebastian Mofu reports Mnangagwa is boasting new international investment.
During the weekend, the 75-year-old politician told his supporters that since he took over, a lot had improved in Zimbabwe. He says in the past, Zimbabwe's annual foreign direct investment was around $400 or $500 million, but for the past 5 months, it has gone to more than $15 billion committed into investment in this country. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
An Harare-based economist told VOA News it is too early for Zimbabwe's economy to fully recover from Mugabe's populist policies. Former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe on Wednesday failed to turn up for a parliamentary hearing where he was due to give evidence on corruption in the diamond mining industry. It has been rescheduled for Monday afternoon, according to the committee head. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano continues to erupt and show no sign of easing on Tuesday. Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno.
Activity continues as at a high level. There's a lot of lava being erupted from these fissures. A lot of flows being produced. We've got staff monitoring, you know, all the fissures on the ground, aerial assets as well.
Magno said the evacuation process is ongoing. Award-winning American writer Philip Roth has died at the age of 85. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.